And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bull Falls Radio. I can't get rid of Ted Hartke. He sits here talking to me during the entire information update. And again, before you leave, and we're just talking again, and I guess, you know, final moment here as we start off hour number two. Don't, folks, if you're waiting for the keyword to win our text to win, I'll get to it here in a few moments. But again, we're just talking, and something that, you know, obviously in this program, and we sometimes talk about issues that can be, you know, people will disagree on. But there are, whether you disagree on, say, a political issue or just, you know, basic beliefs, I mean, we can talk about religion. I mean, everything else, the humanity of everybody. And there's certain areas that we should come together on. And mm-hmm. and what I appreciate about you is you're looking for those areas mm-hmm. in this way that's, it's a vital aspect, even beyond what you're doing with extra innings. I think just as we look at trying to be positive influences within our communities, mm-hmm. and I appreciate that. And I guess, you know, that it's wonderful, and that I'm guaranteeing you that one thing about, you know, talk about the local cancer patients. Local cancer patients don't know political differences. Mm-hmm. They don't know religious differences. They don't know differences of any kind, do they?
Nope.
I mean, that's, and it's something you said as well, that you can find reasons to be negative,
mm-hmm.
but it's always, it makes everybody feel better. It makes yourself feel better when you find reasons to be positive, right? I mean, you've probably gone through this where there are hard days, I bet you, where you get told no from people, but yet those moments when you see somebody who says, man, I want to help.
That's
those are wonderful words, aren't they?
That's what we want to do. We're trying to build the community. I'm trying to build the community in my vision. That's selfish, I know. I'm sorry, folks, but I'd love Mayberry RFD. I'd love to see a town like that again. I what's wrong with knowing people and saying hi to people on the streets, you know, and calling people out by first name if you know folks. So many folks get so negative. It just drives me crazy, especially when they get down on, you know, well, the city's doing this wrong. The city's doing that wrong. No one cares about one another. The next generation, you know, is all messed up, you know. It's like, well, what are you doing about it? You know, here's an opportunity. Get involved. Let's make a difference. Let's make the world better. Let's make a community event where people come together. And also, like I said originally, I love the fact that we have kids involved. Mm-hmm. I did this decades ago. My kids were involved. And I kid you not, folks, my kids were all told from me, as you can imagine, you're going to do something in life. I know that when you grow up. But whatever you're going to do, you're going to include empathy. I told that to my kids, and all three of my kids went into healthcare. Mm-hmm. Two of my boys are here as physicians in town at GI Associates, in case the name rings a bell. That's Dr. Justin Hartke and Dr. Vance mm-hmm. Hartke. Mm-hmm. And empathy. And that's what I'm raising my grandkids on, and they're involved. And guess what? My granddaughters are going to be doing the lemonade stand.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, we can make a difference. And it's just not my family, it's your families. That's what this is about. Please come out, join us, help us. I'd love to get to know you. And the biggest thing is just come out and have fun.
Yep.
That's the whole thing. Have fun, and let's remember our loved ones, and teach the next generation how to remember our loved ones, because someday it's going to be us
right.
who's going to be on the other side, and they'll remember us in the right way.
And even if you're one of the fortunate ones that have not been touched in a direct way by cancer, it's still a wonderful opportunity to be around a lot of folks that are doing good things. And again, as you said, the fun aspect. It's a June weekend in central Wisconsin.
And
great food, great fun, great people.
And this is true, Chad. I get more out of this than I give. And I give a lot, but I get more out of this. It's just a fountain of youth. That's what it is. I get so much energy off of this. It literally is the bounce in my step every day. And I get up for that. And my goal, and I tell my wife this all the time, every day I hope and I pray that I meet one good person today that joins the parade. Mm. If I meet one person a day that wants to join the parade, where are we going to be at in 2 and 3 and 5 years? This is going to be massive. This is a movement we're doing here, folks. So please join me. Join the movement.
There you go. Go to extrainnings-wi.com. Again, no funny numbers, just words. Extrainnings-wi.com. Get more information on the organization. Get more information on this wonderful Celebration of Life weekend on June 21 and June 22. And we'll have you back on the 18th. It'll be just days before. Okay. They may have to wheel you in for that discussion because you'll be so busy. But
I probably won't be sleeping.
Ted Harkey again. And again, if you're able to help, let Ted know by going to the website, giving him a call, and all that good stuff. And again, Ted, thanks for sticking around a few more extra minutes.
No problem, Chad.
We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, bud.
Absolutely. So again, make sure you're there. We're going to be there. We're going to broadcast live for a couple of hours on Friday night, be around the event on Friday night, and soak it up as well. So again, thanks to Ted Harkey for joining us. Hey, I'm going to tell you now about our civic media Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. Yep. We're doing it this week and next week, Monday through Friday. And again, you have seven different chances to win. So tune in all day long. 7 a.m. hour, 9 a.m. hour, which is this hour, the 11 o'clock hour with Jane Matinere, the 1 o'clock hour with Todd Alba, the 3 o'clock hour with Maggie Dawn, the 5 o'clock hour with Crudy and Dom, the Devil's Advocates, and 7 o'clock hour with Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. And during those hours, the host, and in this case me, will give you the keyword for the hour. And what you have to do is get the Civic Media app, number one. If you haven't downloaded the Civic Media app, do it right now. Go to your Google Play, go to your Apple App Store, put in Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, Media, and then download the app, open it up. You'll see every station on the Civic Media Radio Network. The fifth one down is Bow Falls Radio. Click on Bow Falls Radio, and then you'll see the streams. You'll see a button to go to our website. You'll see a button to call us up. You'll see a button to text us, and that'll be on the right-hand side. So hit that button. And then you'll be able to send us a message. And right now, between now and the end of this hour, just text in the keyword. And here it is. The keyword for this hour, baseball. One word, baseball. And all you have to do is, again, text that in. That's your keyword for this hour. We have different keywords for every hour. This hour, baseball. So again, just text it to us on the Civic Media app, the Bow Falls Radio page of the Civic Media app. And somebody that texts in this hour will win a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. We will also, everybody that texts in will be part of a daily drawing. We take everybody that texts in during the course of the day. And if you do it every time that we do this, seven different hours, you'll have seven different chances to win. But a daily winner will be a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats. And then at the end of the 2 weeks, if you do it every hour, you'll have 70 chances to win. 70. But you have 70 chances to win if you do it every time, because we have 70 different hours over these 2 weeks. And the grand prize, we'll have two grand prize winners, a choice of a unique summer staycation, complete with gas to get you there and back, including Fort Atkinson Cottage on the lake, including a pontoon boat, a Lake Geneva stay at the Harbor Shores, and a Door County stay at the Ridges Inns and Suites. Boy, we are putting you up. We're going to give you gas money to get there, and then just enjoy a Wisconsin staycation getaway. And that's grand prize. Not one, but two grand prizes. So right now, again, bring up the Civic Media app, click on Bow Falls Radio, then text the keyword baseball. Just one word, baseball, and you'll be part of the drawing for the hourly win, for the daily win, and for the grand prize win as well. And we're doing it throughout this week, Monday through Friday, and next week, Monday through Friday as well, every other hour, 7 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock hour, 11 o'clock hour, 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. So again, the free Civic Media app is worth it even beyond this contest. You get all the information you need. Again, you're able to listen to us wherever you are around the world. You're able to listen to the alternate sports streams. All the sound is studio quality. It is a fantastic app. And then you can text us, you can call us, and do all that good stuff as well. But in this case, we want you to text us with the keyword baseball. So again, we'll remind you about that for the remainder of the hour as well. Before we continue, need to say good morning and hello to our in-studio engineer and our producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chet.
How are you doing this morning?
I am rested, and I'm getting ready to start up a second weekend of shows. For anything goes.
That is right. I mean, it's nice to get a chance to chill a little bit, but as I've told folks before, I mean, this, and again, it's, we just talked to Ted Harkey about something great going on here in Central Wisconsin. Another aspect that is so great about Central Wisconsin is the arts. And tomorrow on the program, we're going to have Sean Wright on, because last night, the Grand Theater announced their 2024-2025 schedule.
I saw that.
Fantastic stuff. But that's wonderful. But the WCT, as you said, they perform 4 or 5 shows a year. But if we don't support them, they're going to be cut back. And not only does that mean that we'll have fewer opportunities to see the shows, folks like yourself and all your castmates and all the folks that work behind the scenes that get so many great opportunities won't get as many opportunities. Really important.
That's right.
So, again, we would encourage folks, get those tickets now. 5 big shows this weekend.
Absolutely. And those opportunities are not just a fun. They're learning and a growing opportunities. I'm able to grow as a person through all these theatrical productions.
You meet a lot of new friends, don't you?
Absolutely. So many friends. The friends list just keeps growing with every show I'm a part of.
And one thing that I always noticed, and last week when we had your director and one of your castmates on, the joy. They are just so excited to talk about the show, talk about the experience, talk about what they're able to get out of the experience of being part of the show. So, again, I will be there. I'm not going to tell you when I'm going to be there, but I'm going to be there sometime this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. So I don't want you to get too nervous knowing that I'm in the audience, you know, because I know that can be pretty intimidating knowing that a star like myself would be in the audience.
You never know who's going to be in the audience.
That's right.
Always surprising.
So come on out. If you see me, say hello as well. But we'll have more about this coming up. Mm-hmm. The time is 9:18. We're going to come back in a quick moment with more. I'm Chad Holmes with Ian Welsh. Chad Holmes Show. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:20, again, a rather humid start, 69 degrees here in downtown Wausau at our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. And I have to make an apology on the air to Chad Daly.
Oh, please.
Chad Daly
from
the Marathon County Public Library. He comes in here every other week. and I got involved with Ted, and it slipped my mind that Chad was waiting out there to come on in. I am so sorry.
Not at all. Don't
I got
worry
so
about
involved
it,
in the conversation.
No.
But
no.
But it's great to see you again.
Yeah, great to be here.
Isn't it amazing that we're in the month of June?
Yeah, I was just thinking back to when it was zero, and I was making the walk, the 2-3 block walk up from the library. Now, it's sticky out there.
I am very happy that June. I'm happy that every other week I help you get your steps in, at least.
Yes, absolutely.
That's a little bit of exercise, but I appreciate that as well.
Definitely.
But we are into the summer. It is a different kind of feel, because I know that with school being out, that obviously changes maybe in terms of what you try to provide at the library. But generally, what is the mindset with the summer? Does number one, does it slow down for you? Does it pick up?
No, it picks up, especially with kids events and just families coming around. Kids are out of school, obviously, needing something to do, needing new books. We have the summer reading program where kids, if they read enough books, can get free books, and all sorts of programming going on. So it does pick up. There, you know, weekends might be a little more quiet with people out of town, up at the cabin or whatever. But yeah, I mean, during the week, there's definitely lots of people around. It's good. It's nice. That's what we're there for. So.
Absolutely. No, and again, that's why we have you on, because I do think, and when me and Ian were talking about, you know, different activities going on, mm-hmm. and the heartbeat of a community, and there's so many different, you know, I guess you call them organs within the community,
mm-hmm.
and it makes for a full and well-rounded community. And I think again, right here downtown, anybody who drives downtown, you see the beautiful Marathon County Public Library,
right,
and
down
so
the
many
corner.
Yeah, so many different great activities. And as we go now into the month of June, what's got you excited about coming up here?
There's a lot going on. We've been warning about it for the last month or so, last couple of times I've been in, there's a lot going on all across the system over the next couple of weeks, more than we probably have time to get to, but going on even just in the next couple of days, our Mozanie branch has their plant swap. It's that time of year for planting or maybe getting rid of some plants, so you can trade, pick up some, drop some off in Mozanie anytime. We also have here in Wausau this afternoon our first round of summer cribbage. So we have just opening up a room. We'll have some decks out and some boards and all of that, and maybe some other games, or you can play other games if you want. But mainly just, a chance for folks to come in and sit down and take advantage of the AC and play some cards and meet some people maybe. But lots going on in terms of craft programs. What we're doing throughout the summer is we have four or five different craft programs that will kind of rotate around the branches. So something that's going on at one branch this week might be happening at a different branch in a couple of weeks. So, but we do have the craft programs are making a summer adventure book, so you can bind some pages together and then fill it with summer memories. That one's in Hatley this week. In Stratford this week, we have Backpack Buddies, which is making a little beaded kind of figure that you can then attach to your backpack when school gets started again. At our Mozanie branch, we have sunflower weaving, so using paper and other stuff, you can weave your own flowers. We have on Friday, we're showing here in Wausau the movie Migration at 2:00. So if you want to come in for a matinee, you can do that. Also this evening in going back to Mozanie, they have a cat lover craft and social hour, which is something they've tried before. Just making different cat themed crafts and welcome to show pictures and talk about your cats. That one's more for adults. But this afternoon, we also have our Teen Dungeons and Dragons in Wausau. So a lot happening this week and more happening next week, too. And we're trying to mix it up. You know, I would say a majority of the programming is for kids. It's not just craft programs. We have next week Dinosaur Dimensions, like a dinosaur puppet show, which is awesome. We have Snake Discovery, so you can come and see some snakes and amphibians. That one's on the 13th in Rothschild and Marathon City. They're kind of moving around a little bit. Next Wednesday, the 12th in Rothschild and Spencer, we have a magic show with Isaiah Foster. And then Wednesday as well, next week in Hatley, there's Zoozort, which is a fun interactive show. I think they're going to have an armadillo and some other creatures there. But sprinkled in between that, like next Tuesday, the 11th, we are showing the movie American Fiction. That is for adults. That is or mature teens, I guess, if you want to come with an adult. But that one is rated R. Okay. But then we do have on Monday, the 10th. We're doing an intro to spreadsheets in Excel. So if you're wanting to learn more about Excel, You can give us a call at the library and sign up for that. We are asking for people to register for that one. And yeah, some other teen programs coming up next week, doing a tie-dye program on Wednesday in Wausau, and then next Friday showing the movie, the remake of the movie Mean Girls for teens. So well, a lot going on next couple of weeks.
Especially with the summertime, and it's great to have the kids involved. And, and talking a lot about the teens, but also the younger kids and the reading program. I saw on your Facebook page about the bingo card.
Yes.
That's kind of cool, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So we have a really nice summer adventure book, basically, or kind of a... Not brochure. It's a big book, basically, and it has bingo cards and some other activities, and as well as the full calendar for all of the summer events. So kids can fill that out, do some reading. There's prizes involved, books involved. So, yeah, it's just a way to keep kids reading, encourage it, make it fun, but also add some other activities so it's not just about more reading all summer long. You know, you want to mix it up and give them some fun too.
Absolutely. But boy, keeping the mind sharp over the summer, I think, for the kids, and doing reading and maybe exploring different topics, and maybe that, you know, obviously just, you know, grow the mind. And that's one of the things about the library, to be able to experience. And also you're talking about like the crafts and other activities for folks that may not have experience. They're open to, you know, people that don't have the experience. It's not about I think that sometimes people, I'm a little nervous, I've never done anything like this. These are great opportunities to be involved, aren't they?
I mean, and the crafts are never super complicated, but we also have staff on there who have planned the program and know what the craft is, and it's always, everything's always free, and we'll always provide all the supplies and instructions too. So we can show you how it works and then set you loose to kind of do it on your own. So we're happy to explain that.
So people, take advantage. Take advantage of these great activities. Check out the website at mcpl.us. Again, I'm so proud of myself. I remember right at the top of my head now. Do like I do, follow the library on Facebook. You keep up to speed on that. And make sure that Chad Daly stays busy, busy, busy here during the summer months, right?
Yep. No problem there. No worries about that.
Chad, thanks again for coming by.
Thank you.
We'll catch you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, sounds great. Thank you.
Coming up, an information update, news, weather, and sports, and then more to come. The time is 9:29. I'm Chad Holmes, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Wausau Business Show is going to be open for business. Here we go. We got 30 seconds, Paul. Now we only have 20.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
And we host the Wausau Business Show on Bull Falls Radio every Saturday, 8 to 9 in the morning. This week, we have Tyler Vogt.
Tyler is the owner and operator of Malarkey's, Townies, and the new Westsider Diner and Lounge. And we also have Kyle from You Know You're From Wausau If.
Great Facebook page. And Red Lobster Tattoos. We'll see you Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls Radio.
98.9.
28. 29, 30, and we're closed.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:36, 69 degrees. The sun is actually peaked out here in downtown Wausau. And also, as I look across, we're actually seeing some construction. As the construction is begun, has been a long wait to see some of this construction, but at times, especially yesterday during the afternoon, when they construct, the building here starts to shake a little bit.
I was wondering what that shaking was.
It was shaking just a little bit here when the construction work over on across the way here that we've been talking about for the past year and the old Wausau Mall site. So the process is moving forward.
That's right.
Also, again, want to remind you that you have a chance to win again until the end of the hour. Our keyword for this hour in our civic media, Scani Summer Text the Win contest, is baseball. So all you have to do, again, is text baseball, one word, baseball, by going to the Civic Media app, bringing up the Bull Falls Radio page, clicking on the text button, and then just type in baseball and then send. And then you'll be eligible to win an hourly prize, Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. We have a daily prize, which is a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats. And the grand prize, everybody that enters this week and next week, part of the grand prize drawing of a choice of one unique summer staycation getaway, complete with gas to get you there and back. And the three summer staycation getaways are at the Fort Atkinson Cottage on the Lake, including pontoon boat, Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores, Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. So again, the three incredible summer staycation getaways, two grand prize winners, and the only way to win is to enter. And again, we do it seven times a day during the 9 o'clock hour during this program, but also during the 7 o'clock hour during Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, during the 11 o'clock hour with Jane Matinere and Matinere on Air, the 1 o'clock hour during the Todd Alba Show, the 3 o'clock hour during Maggie Dawn, 5 o'clock hour during the Devil's Advocates, and during the 7 o'clock hour during Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. But right now, if you have not downloaded the Civic Media app, do it. Do it right now. And then text baseball to us, and you'll be part of the drawing to win for this hour, today, and the grand prize as well. And again, more chances to win that grand prize if you do it every time that we play the game, seven times a day during the 5 days this week and the 5 days next week. But again, we'll remind you one more time before we wrap up the show. Again, you have to do this before 10 o'clock. If it's after 10 o'clock, then that keyword will not work. It will not allow you to be part of the drawing for the hour or for the day or for the grand prize as well. So again, do it before 10 a.m. Baseball. That's a good one. I'm glad I got baseball. Mm-hmm. Because every hour that we do this, seven times a day, 5 days a week, there's a new word. So it's you can't use baseball for the next chance during Jane's show or anything like that as mm-hmm. well. Wanted to talk a little bit about some news that came out yesterday. Mayor Doug Dinney, the new Wausau mayor, has issued a veto. Yeah, a veto has been issued by the mayor of Wausau from a council plan for the North Riverfront consultant. The Wausau City Council had approved spending up to $100,000 for a consultant. The mayor vetoed the decision on Monday. You can get the deep information by going to wausaupilotandreview.com. But some of the basics of this story is that the mayor sent out a news release yesterday, citing the need for more careful spending in light of a double-digit property tax increase for many residents that resulted from a city-wide revaluation. And that's obviously not great news for property owners, because already there's been some folks that have been concerned about rising water and sewer bills and city debt. But last month, the council had voted 7-4 authorizing a request for proposals with an estimated budget of $100,000 for a consultant to aid in development plans. The proposal previously had failed in a tie vote by members of the Economic Development Committee, but remained subject to full council consideration, and the council did vote aye, with Carol Lukens, Michael Martins, Tom Neal, Gary Gisselman, Lisa Rasmussen, Sarah Watson, and Chad Henke all voting in favor, while Alders Terry Killian, Becky McElhaney, Victoria Tierney, and Lou Larson voting nay. And The veto is subject to a council override at the group's next meeting, said Council President Lisa Rasmussen. And she told the Wausau Pilots and Review.com that the action was an odd choice. She said that the request for proposals does not have a cost. And for someone whose stated goal is to grow Wausau, it makes little sense to veto quotations when the selection of any planning firm would be a future choice and one which has been budgeted for. Also part of the story, Assistant City Planner Andrew Lynch, during a presentation last month to the council, said the consultant could help the city get a better idea about potential development opportunities in the area and create efficiencies by identifying priorities. The area marked for redevelopment includes the former Wausau Chemical, Great Lakes Cheese, and County Materials Storage properties. But the mayor, Rasmussen sent an email to the pilot and said she continues to support the idea of hiring a consultant to aid in development plans. She said that any growth should begin with professional planning to avoid mistakes and to be able to plan for supportive infrastructure that operates on a 5 to 7 year plan to get locations identified for things so they can be worked into future plans and staff work. But in his news release, the mayor flatly questioned whether the area should be a priority for the city. The mayor in that press release said in 2011, the city purchased 16 acres along the East Riverfront from McDevco. Only about half of that land has been developed. We have no shortage of clean and green land, he said. He said filling those spaces should be the city's priority. So, again, it's obviously when you have issues involving cost. I'm not talking about the cost of hiring this consultant, but the cost of, again, the bills for property owners. And it's and I'm going to be totally transparent here. I'm not in a position to say whether or not I agree with the mayor or with the council president in terms of whether or not this is a good idea. What I will say is that the idea of always saying no to any potential spending because of ideas such as the cost involved right now with the water or whether or not with the revaluation of property, sometimes you still have to spend to make. And sometimes, you know, the whole idea of just being always not spending at all is not the way to go. But again, the mayor has looked at this and has used his prerogative with the veto pen to be able to strike this out. And now the council has the opportunity to override as well. So, again, it's complicated. Well, something I talk about often is when we talk to folks that are involved either in city government or whether they're part of the Wausau School Board or whether part of the county board or, you know, or part of state government. I think we sometimes underestimate how much work is done, how much study is done by the members that decide to throw their hats into the ring and then get elected to these offices. It's not a case where you just show up and make these decisions. At least it shouldn't be. But I've seen so many folks that are members of these bodies that come in to this studio, and they have thick binders with information on all these issues that they have to make decisions on. So I try in this position not to just spew out opinion. Oh, they should be doing this or they should be doing that. There's often a lot that really goes into it. And I know the mayor studies it very closely. I know that the council, including Council President Lisa Rasmussen, looks at it very closely. So, again, I think the best thing for myself and for all of you out there listening is to try to follow these stories as closely as possible. When you have an opportunity to watch on public access or on YouTube some of the meetings, whether it's committee meetings or the council meeting as a whole, to try to be up to speed on this so you know to the best of your abilities these decisions that are being made by the elected officials. And I say elected officials because ultimately we, the people, elect the officials for these offices. And if we are not educated to a certain level, then you may elect folks that are not serving your interest or serving the community's interest. So, again, I think this is a story to keep an eye on. It'll be interesting to see whether or not the city has the opportunity or the city council has the votes to be able to override the mayor's veto. But again, it's an interesting story. I guess that's the way to put it. You get more information by going to wasapilotandreview.com. And obviously, there are still a lot of issues that the council has to deal with. And again, when you see the property owners and their tax bills going up, you have to be very cognizant of that, or else you're going to find yourself on the end of some very angry constituents. So, again, let's look into this issue, keep an eye on this issue, and see. As the mayor, I'm sure, will continue to talk about the reasons why he decided to go in this direction, and the council will continue to talk about it as well. By the way, also part of the story, some of the city alders had already expressed some misgivings about the expense. Two newly elected alders, Killian and Tierney, at the May 9th committee meeting opposed hiring a consultant and said the city should wait until more is known about the remediation requirements for the former Wausau Chemical parcel. The city staff have said that their engineering team is in touch with the Wisconsin DNR about the cleanup for the site, a process that could take between 8 and 10 years. So, again, it's very definitely a story to keep a close eye on as it continues here in the city of Wausau. The time is almost 9:48 as, again, I take a peek to my right and I see some of the sun peeking out. And as we heard from Brittany Merlot earlier in the program, it's going to be a warm day, it's going to be a humid day, and that is a mix that could lead to some significant thunderstorms and actually potential severe weather as we get later into the day and into the evening. So keep an eye on the sky, and we will keep an eye on it for you with our meteorologists here at Civic Media and Bow Falls Radio. But coming up next, it is our daily history lesson, and we're going to find out about some famous events that occurred on this date in history, talk about some celebrity birthdays, and of course, try to get Ian back on the winning track.
I refocus and get a correct answer today.
You are a bit of a losing streak right now. We got to get you.
Last week was very rough.
Yeah.
It was a complete failure, honestly.
And then yesterday you were not correct, so you're 0 for 1 this week.
Yes.
But we're going to give Ian another crack coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Keep the man up on his feet.
Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Some Quincy Jones, Chump Change, always gets you going here on a weekday morning. It is 9:51. It is Tuesday, the 4th day of June of 2024, day number 156 of this year. That means there are 210 days remaining in 2024. And I sometimes think about where are we going to be in 210 days?
I just try to focus on one day at a time.
That's a good
right
way.
Now, because every day makes a difference, and hopefully that'll add up over time. So just focus on one day at a time is what I'm doing.
That is a good way to go about it. And some famous events have occurred on this date, June the 4th in history. On this date in 1937, grocery chain owner Sylvan Goldman introduced the shopping cart at his Humpty Dumpty store in Oklahoma City. Goldman's first cart was wheels and a basket on a folding chair. On this date in 1973, something that we use so often these days, the ATM. Well, on this date in 1973, the patent for the ATM was granted. On this date in 1989, the Tiananmen Square protests violently ended in Chinese capital city Beijing with People's Liberation Army soldiers and tanks. On this date in 2003, Martha Stewart stepped down as head of her media empire hours after federal prosecutors in New York charged her with obstruction of justice, conspiracy, securities fraud, and lying to investigators. On this date in 2018, former President Bill Clinton and author James Patterson published their thriller novel, The President is Missing. And on this date in 2019, 5 years ago today, professional gambler James Holzhauer's 32-game winning streak ended on Jeopardy, just short of Ken Jennings' record of $2.52 million. Some famous people are celebrating their birthday today. Actor Bruce Dern is 88. Parker Stevenson from the Hardy Boys and Baywatch is 72 years old today. Actor Scott Wolf of Party of Five is 56. Comedian Horatio Sands, former cast member of Saturday Night Live, is 55. Actor Noah Wiley of ER fame is 53. Controversial comedian and actor Russell Brand is 49. Actor Angelina Jolie turning 49 years old today. Comedian and actor TJ Miller was in Deadpool is 43. Model Bar Rafali is 39. And dancer Mackenzie Ziegler of Dance Moms is 20 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Audacity to Hope Day. That's a good one. It is Hug Your Cat Day.
Oh.
You have a cat?
I do. I'm going to make sure I give her a hug when I get home.
There you go. It is Cheese Day. It is Clean Beauty Day. It is Cognac Day. Cognac, the drink. Cognac. It is Old Maid's Day. And in honor of the first shopping cart, it is Shopping Carts Day. All right. It is time.
Yes, it is.
Time for our number for the day.
Okay.
And every weekday morning, we give Ian a quiz. We give him three different choices for our number for the day. And then he makes a guess. And based on the math, when you get three choices, you should get one out of three right.
Yes. Based on the math.
Yep. You should get 33% right. So if he gets more than 33% during a week, it's a successful week. If he gets less than 33%, it's not a successful week. Last week was a 0% week.
Yes, it was.
So far this week, it's a 0% week. Zero for one.
We're going to change that, though.
All right. We're going to change it today.
Yes.
All right. The number for the day, the number of death certificates of people who died in the U.S. last summer that mentioned the effects of excessive heat, the highest number in 45 years of records. Quick note that Arizona accounted for nearly 38% of those deaths. So the number of death certificates in 2023's summer season of people who died that mentioned the effects of excessive heat, the highest number in 45 years of records.
Okay.
All right. Is the correct answer 1,300? Is the correct answer 2,300? Is the correct answer 3,300? So the number of death certificates of people who died in the U.S. last summer that mentioned the effects of excessive heat, the highest number in 45 years of records, is it A, 1,300, B, 2,300, C, 3,300.
Okay, I'm not going to overthink this one. I'm going to say C. I'm going to go with 3,300. It's my final answer.
The correct answer of the number of death certificates of people who died in the U.S. last summer that mentions the effect of excessive heat is 2300.
It was the middle. Man.
Yesterday you went with the middle.
Yes, I did.
And it was the highest number. Today you went with the highest number. It was the middle.
Oh.
you're just off. You're just off.
The odds are really in my favor.
All right.
Now.
We will get you on the winning track tomorrow.
I got to make a comeback, yes.
Yep, you still have time.
Still have 3 days.
You got two out of three the rest of the week. That's doable. That is doable.
Yes, it is.
But tomorrow's kind of important.
Man.
Thanks to our guest this morning, Ted Hartke from Extra Innings and their Celebration of Life event coming up in a couple of weeks' time. And from the Marathon County Public Library, joined by Chad Daly. Coming up tomorrow morning at 8:06, we will be talking... in the first hour, in fact, we'll be joined by Bob Look. And then in the second hour, Sean Wright will talk about the new schedule for 2024-25 at the Grand Theater that was released last night. And also Christine Daniels from the Good News Project. She'll join us at 9:34. So three different guests tomorrow here on the program. And again, got a minute to go. Baseball is our keyword for this hour.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball. So text it on the Civic Media app for you to be able to win some great prizes. Ian, have a great rest of your Tuesday.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
And we'll be back tomorrow. Stick around. Coming up next, it's Matt and Air on Air here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.